A Summary of the Laws of Pesach, Part 4, The Chametz Prohibitions. In the previous lesson, we discussed the halachic definition of chametz and the items defined as chametz. In this lesson, we will discuss the prohibitions relating to chametz. So there are six Torah commands counted as part of the 613 mitzvahs, which involve the chametz prohibition, five negative commands and one positive command. The following are the details of these commands. Number one is a prohibition against eating chametz, as is learned from Shmais chapter 12, verse 15. Shivas yamim matzis teichelu, ach beyim arishim tashbisus ar mibateichem kol eichel chametz v'nichsra nefesh ha'im Yisrael. This command of not eating chametz on Pesach is actually listed several times and contains the following points. Number one, we learn from the repetitious verses that the prohibition begins from midday of Erev Pesach and not just from the night of Pesach, which is the start of the holiday. An additional verse then teaches us the prohibition against eating chametz throughout the 7 days of Pesach, and an additional verse teaches us that even taruvas chametz, foods that contain chametz mixtures but are not pure chametz, are also prohibited from being consumed throughout the 7 days. There is, however, one difference between one who eats chametz before the night of Pesach, past midday, versus one who eats during Pesach itself, and that's regarding the penalty of kares. Although the negative command applies, starting from midday of Erev Pesach, kares only begins from the nighttime. Next is the prohibition against benefiting from chametz. It is biblically forbidden to benefit from chametz beginning from midday of Erev Pesach. We will elaborate on the details of this prohibition and what is considered benefit in the future. The next prohibition is a positive command known as tashbisu, which is a command to destroy chametz, which from there is also learned a prohibition against owning chametz, as it must be destroyed. Starting from midday of Erev Pesach, one has a biblical obligation to destroy the chametz, and one who owns chametz past this time transgresses this positive command. Next are the negative commands of Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze, which is a separate negative command against owning chametz in addition to the positive command of destroying it. These negative commands, however, only begin from the night of the 15th and not from midday. So one who owns chametz past the night of Pesach transgresses three commands, two negative commands of Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze, and one positive command of Tashbisu. We then have another command relating to chametz, which is only rabbinical in origin, and that is the obligation of bedikas chametz. While biblically simply disowning the chametz suffices prior to midday of Erev Pesach, the sages obligated one to search and destroy and get rid of all chametz from his home. This concludes our overview of the mitzvahs and prohibitions involving chametz, and we will now begin going into their details. The prohibition of eating and benefiting from chametz. The prohibition against eating and benefiting from chametz. It is forbidden to eat or benefit from chametz even if the chametz is ownerless or is owned by a Gentile. Biblically, this prohibition begins from the 14th of Nisan by Chatzais, by midday, Erev Pesach. The sages, however, added another 2 hours to this prohibition against eating chametz in order to prevent one from making a mistake in the hours. However, regarding benefit, it is permitted to benefit from the chametz until 1 hour before midday, which is the start of the 6th hour. Thus, one may still sell chametz to a Gentile during the 5th hour of the day. As well, one may still feed it to animals and birds during the 5th hour. From the 6th hour and onwards, all chametz becomes forbidden in benefit, even if it does not belong to him. Now, what is defined as benefit? So benefit is defined as selling chametz, giving it as a present to a Gentile, feeding it to an animal, even if it's ownerless, and even if the chametz is ownerless. And even if it's one's own animal that he needs to feed, you can't feed him chametz anymore, starting from the 6th hour of the day. Likewise, it is forbidden to smell chametz for the sake of getting pleasure. So once it's the 6th hour of the day and onwards, which is an hour before Chatzais of Erev Pesach, if you're passing by a bakery who's baking chametz, such as by Goyim, you cannot take a sniff to enjoy the smell. Nonetheless, if one lives next to a Gentile bakery, he's not required to move away for Pesach, so long as he doesn't intentionally intend to smell it. Likewise, there's no prohibition to walk past a bakery on Pesach, even if the smell will occur against your will, so long as you don't intend to smell. Amir Tashem, in the next lesson on this series, we will discuss the details against owning chametz and the mitzvah of tashbisu, of destroying it.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.